And pleased to welcome on board the Vice President and Director of Athletics, Indiana U. We haven't chatted for a while. He's been a busy man, and it's a spring ahead. Unfortunately, raindrop Scott Dolson raining on our parade today. But I tell you what, IU Day was Wednesday. We had a beautiful day. It was April the 19th. What was on your plate? What'd you do, my friend? Welcome on board.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. Glass, great to talk to you guys. It has been a while.
Well, yeah, good to hear from you too, Scott. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. A lot of it's every day is IU Day here. You know that.
Well, we had a lot going on. We got, of course, IU Athletics will be hosting a special night that's coming up next Thursday at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, starting at 4 o'clock. A senior salute to all of our outstanding men and women athletes. That's great.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And we're actually inviting in all the seniors on campus to come by Simon Scott Assembly Hall and come down the court and get their pictures taken and just have a little fun. And we've got some games and different giveaways that we'll have. But you know, we received so much support from our student population. Our student body has been incredible, you know, really the past couple of years. And this year, I can't tell you how many basketball or football games, and particularly women's basketball, where you know students were coming out just so supportive and excited, and we wanted to try to give them one last opportunity to come in Simon Scott Assembly Hall and have some fun.
And I correct myself, that's not for just student-athlete, that's for the entire student.
Exactly.
The student body, and that's next Thursday starting at 4 o'clock. Well, spring football is over. The spring transfer portal is currently on board right now through, I think, the middle of May. But your spring football impressions, you know, a lot learned, but still plenty to sort out for Coach Tom in his sixth year. Looking to the fall now, only one home game in October, and we got a gauntlet schedule. Six home games, three are in September, and one of those at Lucas Oil against Louisville. So it doesn't get any easier, but some thoughts and impressions on what we learned and what you learned from spring football, Scott.
Yeah, I thought it was a great spring, it culminating with last Saturday. What a perfect day here. A great crowd. It was just a beautiful kind of salute to the fans, fan fest, little spring scrimmage. But the first thing that I really noticed from the first practice I went out to is just really like the new coaches that Tom's brought on board. I think they really fit right in. They feel like they've been here a long time. And each of them in their own way really brought a real, I think, filled a gap for us that we needed. So I love the coaching staff. And then, like you said, with the transfers, with the transfer portal and then a returning kids, you could tell immediately, you could see, I think they looked the part. I mean, we just looked better as you looked at our team, particularly our defensive line. Loved some of the new additions we've made there, along with the guys coming back. And just a lot of great competition, and it was a great feel. And people might say, well, that's kind of the company line, you know, everybody says that, but it was just... You know, I think everybody just went to work after last season. You know, the past couple of seasons, we all, you know, have expected and wanted more, and nobody wants it more than Tom and the team. And right. So I think we accomplished everything we wanted to, came out healthy, and are ready for a great summer to go this next phase and get ready for the season.
Hey, Scott, how impressed or how pleased were you to see what you saw on Saturday for the Fan Fest, the Spring Football Saturday? We can't do this once every 5 years. This has to be – we got to keep doing this annually. We got to stay connected. Football, the football fan's crazy. He's 365.
I tell you, it was great. I thought it was a great day on Saturday. Yeah, I thought our fans were fantastic. And I'll tell you what was great about Saturday is I told Tom afterwards, I thought Tom just did a great job of engaging the fans with the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had with several fans coming out and trying to catch a punt or running drill, you know, some young kids running quarter or receiver routes and our quarterbacks throwing to them. I just thought it was a really fun day, great interaction, balance, so people could get a look at our team, but at the same time have a little fun at the same time. So it was great. It was really good.
Just keep that going. My spies tell me that they were pleased with how it went, but to have that connection, we can't turn it off the Saturday after Thanksgiving, then turn it back on late August. We football, just there's too much fandom about it, so that was a great job on the weather, by the way, as well.
I saw you. That did work out perfect. Well, and I tell you, our marketing staff did a terrific job. They really did. I just thought they thought it all through. And we've tried. You know, you remember the pancakes and pigskins we used to have?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been, as all of, you know, both of you, we've been around for a long time and tried different things. But I thought it was a great mix on Saturday of sprinkling in fun with again, just having some competition in there as well. So,
and you got to show off the sample terrace in the yeah, south end zone. Not a lot of people have been up there before, and I know you're trying to sell tickets. When aren't we trying to sell tickets? We're trying to sell tickets so you give them a different viewpoint on how it can work. And I thought it was a great idea, and I'm excited to see what the future has for football.
Scott Dolson joining us, Vice President, Director of Athletics, Indiana U, joining us here on this 21st day of April. You know, we talk about the Schedule 6 home games, obviously starting with Ohio State Labor Day weekend. Scott, can you recall a year where we only played one home game in October?
I can't. It's really an interesting schedule. In fact, I just came back. I had Big Ten Athletic Director meetings in Chicago on Sunday and Monday, got back late Monday, met our new commissioner, Tony Petitti, which I'm really excited about. Was very impressed with him. But we talked as athletic directors about scheduling and our future schedule and adding USC and UCLA and how that's all going to work moving forward. And as both of you know, I've been a big proponent of getting rid of the divisions and kind of equalizing sort of the schedule moving forward and having more of a balanced schedule. And so we're working on all that and excited about kind of the future of scheduling. But you're right. I don't remember certainly with one game to start out at home like that. It's going to be interesting this coming season.
The other interesting thing when you guys all get together, Scott, and talk about scheduling, how important or is it even important anymore to play games not on campus? The Lucas Oil idea, I know, is not on – it's on your plate, but that wasn't created when you were in charge.
Right.
Is that the future moving forward, or we want to have things on campus? Tell me the angle from your angle and what you hear from other athletic directors.
Yeah, I think they would agree with this as well. But I think for us, it's definitely campus is our top priority for sure. And if you can sprinkle in you'd say maybe a neutral site game. But for us, Indianapolis shouldn't be a neutral site. It should be a home game for us as well. And we try to, as you saw even this year with men's basketball, we played Miami of Ohio up at the field house up there. And that went well. But for football, primary objective is definitely to have as many home games as possible. Sprinkling a game up in Indy every once in a while is really a good thing for us because of it's such a great fan base up there. And I think the other athletic directors would agree, again, every once in a while, maybe mixing in a different type of game at a neutral site. But everybody wants home games, that's for sure. And we're no different.
Let's get that interstate finished up. How about we do that?
Yeah, I like that. I agree.
You talk a little about Tony Petitti coming in, obviously hired, outside the norm in terms of background, but clearly – tapping into a TV background and certainly understanding of major media markets now with, Los Angeles, for instance, being enhanced with, the new membership and who we got coming on board within the league, Scott.
Yeah, he was very impressive and just really felt like just couldn't again, it sounds like the company line, but I had not heard of him before. But my first impressions of him, and I know President Witten feels the same way, that he just is number one, as a person, just really a great feel, very understated, but really, really smart, great listener, and has come in. And again, with the experience, like you said, with the television background, the media packages, he's been on both sides of it, both from the network at ABC and CBS, but also in Major League Baseball. Understanding the complexity of that is huge, but then just running a big organization and like with Major League Baseball, dealing with all the teams and now running the Big Ten and dealing with all the schools. I think he's got a unique skill set that's going to really be great for the Big Ten and then for us moving forward, just with all the, as we said, complications, complexities around college athletics. I think he's going to be a great fit for what we need at this time.
You know, Scott, only the seventh Big Ten commissioner in all the years of the league. We said goodbye. You did. The rest of the AD said goodbye to Kevin Warren, whose final day on the job was last Friday. He moves on, President, CEO of the Chicago Bears. Your thoughts and impressions of his stamp, his blueprint that he left within the Big Ten in his short tenure as commissioner of the conference?
Yeah, Kevin really, and he and I, really were bonded because we both took over, very close from a time standpoint and kind of inherited COVID kind of early on in our 10 years. And I think from Kevin's perspective, number one, he was really good to us. I think he felt close to Indiana. We were the first school he came and visited. President McRobbie chaired the committee that hired him. And so we had a great relationship. I think his legacy, the stamp he put on the Big Ten, was certainly really student-centered. I think there was there are lots of different things maybe you could agree or disagree with Kevin, but the one thing that he always did is he always put the students first, and that was really, really evident in everything he did. And then obviously what he did with both the expansion with USC and UCLA and then the new media multimedia rights package, that those were things that were just huge things, not just for now, but for the future of the conference. And certainly I think it's his legacy, even though it was a short time, I think he got a lot done in that short time, and we'll always look back to that time as a really good and a really good time moving forward for the conference.
And Scott, what is the commissioner's role? I know this. We could talk about a million things, but when the athletic directors come together, what do they expect from the new commissioner? The TV deal is done. What's next?
Yeah, I think it's really twofold. There's really an internal role, which is really running the conference from a day-to-day standpoint, which there's a lot of, whether it's just championships for the programs, it's putting the priorities together in terms of discipline, sportsmanship, and really making certain that there's the collegiality internally, that we're all working towards the same things and have the same values. Externally, there's certainly just the revenue generation. There's certainly the national landscape and representing the conference, whether it's representing us in the CFP and that board and where's the college football playoff going, or whether it's representing us with the NCAA and all the changes and transforming the NCAA, or whether it's really looking at just representing us as a collective group. You know, that's a huge part of that. And so it's really balancing internal to the conference, making certain we've got our priorities in line and we know who we want to be and what we stand for. But then, and then again, just on that national level, there's so much that the commissioner has to do, particularly in this day and age with, you know, transfer portal, NIL, pay for play, all the things going on. And the commissioner really needs to represent us and be a strong voice for the future of college athletics. And I think Tony is positioned to really do a great job both internally and externally in a critical role.
Scott, mentioning new faces and new jobs, any thoughts and comments on the new president of the NCAA, former Massachusetts governor and a Republican at that, Charlie Baker?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I talked to a senior VP at the NCAA this morning who I've become close with, and he's helped us through lots of different things here at IU. And so I was talking to him, and we were comparing sort of the Charlie Baker hire to the Tony Petitti. I'm going to have an opportunity to meet President Baker here real soon, but there's a lot of similarities there in terms of the type of leader they are, that really bring people together. They're very collaborative, great listeners. And so it's interesting you say that, because I think, again, given the time we're in, he seems, again, I have not had an opportunity to personally meet him yet, but everything I've heard as recently as I said this morning with a senior VP, he's just a really good fit and is bringing people together to make certain we have a vision and a real plan for the future of college athletics.
And he's just getting started. He started his job on March the 15th, and we're talking about Charlie Baker, NCAA president. One final thought on the NIL. How is the portal, Scott, as we move now into a new school year and a new season, how's the portal really affecting IU athletics totally? I mean, obviously, women's basketball had an impact with it.
Yeah, I think the portal is a real opportunity. And with all the changes in college athletics, what we try to do internally and what I talk about a lot with our coaches and our staff is, you know, you're dealt cards that you can't control, but you have to play those cards. And whether you agree with it or not, whatever the setup is, we need to make certain we can be really good at it and maximize it for the department. And so with the transfer portal being as it is, we need to make certain that we can utilize that to our advantage. And from our coaching standpoint, it's a combination of managing your current roster within, and then at the same time filling gaps as opportunities do open up. And so I think across the board, you know, our coaches have handled it really well, And I think what they've done, which we've talked about a lot as well, is make certain that you don't forget who we are and don't look for the quick fix or maybe the shiny object that is just going to maybe it seems like a fit, but it's not a great fit. You've got to make certain that the locker room is important. And all the additions we've made through the portal, really since things have changed, I think our coaches have been very thoughtful in making certain they're bringing in the type of student athlete that will work here at Indiana. Because it's not always the case that everybody fits in every place. And I do think they've done a terrific job of that, and you can see the results of it. They kind of speak for themselves.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's only, you know, it's got to fit the culture in the different sports,
right.
No question about it. Two pieces of good news. It has stopped raining for the women's start at 4 o'clock. It's not?
It stopped raining. The women will now start at 5 o'clock. Jim Gordillo has tweeted the little 5 at 5.
Well,
so
let me
that's
give
easy
you
to
some
remember.
Good news that some I know
news.
About. From Piscataway. Shawna Stanton's crew, they lead in the top of the second. They're still batting, and they lead Rutgers 6-1. There you go.
That's awesome. I hadn't heard that score. I'm on the phone. That's terrific. That's great.
Hey, thanks
I'm
for
so
taking
proud of baseball and softball. The
oh,
great
I know.
They're happening this spring.
Yeah, and hopefully both are headed to the NCAA. And, you know, a lot of hardball and softball to be played here. Scott, let's do it again next month in May sometime.
Love you. Thank you so much. And thank you to both of you for all your support. You guys have been awesome.